has to be remembered that the Dutch Reformed Church was one of the pillars of apartheid society. And for many years, this is where people were, particularly our white citizens, were taught the biblical basis for racial separation. And once the Dutch Reformed Church changed its view on apartheid and saw that as a mistake, that was one of the big breaks in sort of the facade that kept apartheid alive. Now, the fact that President Pohamba, an elected black president, goes to this church is very significant. Namibians generally are very religious people. They attend church in vast numbers on Saturday or Sunday, depending on which day they choose to worship. And the churches are very important institutions within the community. And for President Pohamba to attend that church, which is essentially a whites-only church, is a big step in the road to reconciliation and to giving people, particularly in the Afrikaner community, a sense that he's trying to reach out to them.
Now, the Dutch Reformed Church, would it likely be a bastion against the government's views on land reform, more so, for example, than the Anglican Church or any other church that would include whites?
Historically, that's probably a pretty accurate statement.
Where are we at this point with regard to whites holding a large amount of arable land and the government trying to get more land from them for blacks?
Here in Namibia, we have basically two ways for redistribution of land. The first is that the government, through the land resettlement program, purchases farms and resettles small to medium black farmers onto these farms. The second way to have for redistributing land is through the affirmative action loan scheme, by which large black farmers are able to obtain easy credit loans that allows them to purchase farms. I think at the last time I looked, approximately 15% of the commercial farmland has been moved over into black hands through both of these schemes.
Is that considered to be a success, or is that considered to be lagging?
People say that it's lagging, but the process is going on. The way I look at it, if it were frustrating people, we would see a lot of people out in the street demonstrating. We would see people making a lot of noise about the issue. And actually, people are very quiet. To me, that's an indication that even though people say that it's not happening fast enough, they know that it's happening. It's taking place. It's been going very steadily. People get resettled. People purchase farms. They move on to the farms and then go on with their lives. So this is something that most Namibians are aware of. So it hasn't become a really hot issue at the moment.
The president yesterday had asked farmers with more than two farms to sell one to the government to resettle emerging black farmers. Do most white farmers in Namibia have more than two farms? Or do they have a lot of unproductive land?
I would not characterize every white farmer as owning, you know, more than one farm. The majority of them don't. There are a few landowners who do have more than one farm. Some of them without really being able to justify the ownership of those large amounts of land. Another way in which land is held goes back to the days of the financial rand, when a lot of Europeans were able to come down and purchase farms using the financial rand, which is set at a rate below the standard exchange rate, which meant that they could purchase farms very cheaply. Now, some of those farms are effectively owned by people in Europe who are not down here actively farming, and that land is lying fallow.
Is there any controversy over the just compensation that the, I believe it's Article 16 of the Constitution, guarantees to any farmer whose land has been taken by the government? Is that an issue that farmers are complaining that they're not receiving enough compensation for the land taken by the government?
No, it's not. I think the biggest complaint people have is that they feel the process just takes too long. In other words, if a white commercial farmer wants to sell his farm, between all the various visits of different valuators and the documents that have to go back and forth, it can take up to a year. And I know the government has taken steps to address this kind of issue so that they speed up the process so that the farms can be disposed of more easily. The important thing to keep in mind, particularly about the president's actions and his comments, is that President Pohamba, like President Nyoma before him, has been very consistent in the fact, stating that land reform will take place in an orderly and legal manner in this country.
Versus the more chaotic land reform in neighboring Zimbabwe.
I would assume that people running the country don't want that kind of disruption to happen here. Our political leadership has consistently stressed stability, economic and social stability. They don't want any form of large-scale disruption, whether it's land reform or something else. They have always stressed social and economic growth through peace and prosperity. And that's the way you bring about social and economic growth, is by keeping a stable society governed by the rule of law.